This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You did not. Yes, I did. You did not. Yes, I did.
Didn't.
No, this isn't an argument.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. It's just contradiction.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
It is. You just contradicted me.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you did.
No.
You did, just
no,
then.
No, nonsense.
Oh, look, this is futile.
No, it isn't.
I came here for a good argument.
No, you didn't. You came here for an argument.
Well, an argument's not the same as contradiction.
Can be.
No, it can't. An argument's a connected series of statements to establish a definite proposition.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. It isn't just contradiction.
Look, if I argue with you, I must take up a contrary position.
But it isn't just saying no, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
I think we're far too agreeable on the Robert Scott Bell Show, don't you, Super Don?
Is they, after listening to that, right? No,
yes,
it isn't. No, we aren't.
Yes, you
no,
are.
No, we aren't.
No, we aren't.
No,
any excuse to play a little Monty Python to open a show puts me in a good mood, and maybe that's not so good for disagreeable content. Or is it disagreeable people? I always got the question about, do we only bring on people we agree with? A lot of times, yeah, I mean, I don't tend to want to bring on people just to argue, unless it's a silly argument that we could have and it's fun. But just for the sake of argument, not so much. I tend to like to engage in intellectual discussions, but is it that we just can't find people to agree with us, or is it that the people who disagree with us don't use common sense and logic, so it's not worth the time to engage in something like that?
Or don't want to come on the show, which is
that's true. Yeah, that could be the case as well. Yeah. Well, interesting
healthy
story.
Debate is a good thing, I think.
I agree. Disagreements can be a healthy antidote for biases. That's the headline as we start tonight's Robert Scott Bell Show. And I think it's an intriguing concept. Now, when I grew up in talk radio, not me in it, but listening to it, I've talked about the mouth of the South in Atlanta, Neil Bortz, you know, a self-professed libertarian kind of talk show host. So he would disagree with the Republicans from time to time. So he's a unique voice. But he I don't know where he came up with this, but he says if you and I agree on everything, then one of us is irrelevant and not needed. And I always thought, well, you know, that's a bit of a keen insight, isn't it? If we agree on 100% of everything, what's the point? What is the point, right? And you and I were talking about religious stuff earlier before we got on the air today, Super Don, about how you can go into any church, any synagogue or mosque, and if you drill down on the beliefs of every member, you are going to find differentiation between those professed beliefs. Subtleties, sometimes maybe major differences. And that's okay, though. It's not wrong to have disagreements about these things, but the question is, have we now entered into a society that is so ready to be triggered into, you know, melted snowflakiness that we can't say, that we are now unable to engage in a debate or a discussion or a disagreement for our benefit? Because I think keeping the mind sharp, it necessitates some form of engagement on something that you say, I believe it's this. Somebody says, no, I believe it's that. And then you can get into it. Now, granted, you can't get into it with everybody because some people bring violence with disagreement. And that's not what I'm talking about here. And I don't think that's what they're talking about in this study, the research from the College of Business at Virginia Tech University. And they say it's possible to activate a mindset that leads people to become open to questioning their assumptions if you engage in discussion or engage in those that maybe have a disagreement with you, right? And we obviously, I think a lot of people in the mainstream media and that listen to it religiously probably have a lot of disagreements with me and you because we take a position that is contrary in many cases to what they believe to be real and true and right and all of that. Now, it doesn't faze me that they disagree with me as long as they don't, you know, threaten to harm or you know, engage in violence because of that disagreement. Then there's a problem. But I think this is an interesting point in time that I would love to see we get back into schools and we teach Socratic methods and we engage in real discussion and debate. And in some cases, if you've ever done these experiments in debate where you have to take the contrary position to your own belief, you have to get in there and argue something you don't agree with. That's an interesting challenge or, let's say, exercise that does cause you to I wonder about my preconceived notions or attitudes. Is there anything I should change, could change, or does it strengthen ultimately? Which it might do. Strengthen your convictions as to the rightness or correctness of your position on any one thing. Like, for instance, that natural medicine, if we can call it that, I know it's a broad, general, sometimes vague term, is superior in terms of safety than pharmaceutical medicine approved by the Fear and Death Administration. For instance.
Yes.
That's your cue.
Well, that's kind of a no-brainer, really, and that's just one of those things where it would be hard, I think, for somebody to really honestly debate that if they're going to be honest based on the facts.
Right.
But, you know, it's interesting that, you know, when you were talking about how, you know, you can get two people in a room and throw something out there and have to defend your beliefs and how... In the right, and what I, in my opinion, in the right, perfect world, it is going to strengthen your beliefs, or perhaps make you, look at where you got those beliefs from. I think the problem that you run into, especially when we look at the environment that we're in today from a political standpoint, is that people, I think, are afraid to truly debate because they feel threatened. If they don't want to have to explain themselves, they just want to say, this is what I believe, and you're a dummy, you know?
Yeah.
You're wrong because you're orange.
It's
or,
weak.
You know, I mean, these dumb things that are going on.
Well, debate is
hard to find. Good debate is hard to find.
Good debate is hard to find. And I remember, you know, Liam Cheff, God bless him, you know, he's up there, out there, doing his thing on another level, another plane right now, but... He talked about growing up in like these strong Jewish opinionated families where there would be argument as a way of life, or where he lived in Boston where argument was a way of life, and it wasn't looked on negatively. It was just the way, you know, everyone was cantankerous, antagonistic, and it wasn't problematic for them. You know, some people want to live in a harmonious New Age bubble where nobody should disagree with anybody about anything. But let's look at the issue of vaccination. Right, we have very strong disagreements with those who believe in the sanctity, if you will, of vaccination, but rarely will they engage in a polite discussion or debate on the issue because we'll bring up very inconvenient things like you brought up, Super Don, that they don't want to confront. So then they have to start with an ad hominem attack on you. They have to yell at you and scream at you, which is immediate admission that you've either lost the debate or you aren't serious about engaging in a debate. You know, you don't want to go deeper into to validate or justify your position.
And this is the part that sucks about it, because I love debate. I was big into debate when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like there's two, there's debate for the sake of debate, mm-hmm. which it's like it's a contest. It's like, how can I try and trip you up and make you look dumb, make you look incompetent or whatever. Then there's debate where you're honestly trying to understand, share your point of view, hear somebody else's point of view, and... try and grow, you know, and expand your knowledge and your way of thinking and your beliefs, and that's it. And that's the stuff that's so hard to find these days, because most of the time it's just a debate for the sake of a debate. It's an argument. It's regurgitating and parroting bullet points that somebody saw on a website, and then feel like they're now armed to be able to go into battle to try and prove somebody wrong without having a foundation or a real base underneath it.
Super D, I like the starting point in a discussion about someone, you know, who disagrees with you about something. My question is, why do you believe what you believe?
Right.
Right? That's a great place to start. Now, if they're willing to engage me, they're going to go, oh, yeah, let me tell you all the reasons why. And you're like, all right, now we're off to the races. And I can go, okay.
But how many times have you run into somebody where they're like, they don't know?
No, they don't know. You're exactly right. And now, case in point, now I'm not pointing any fingers because one of our board ops, not Ben, claims to be a socialist, right?
Oh, yes.
Right. This is just a frame of reference. Okay. We haven't engaged this discussion with him yet to say, why do you believe what you believe? For instance, why do you want to be? Why do you think socialism is a great idea? And of course, I may drill down to the point where I'll say, well, in socialism, you have to believe in violence against people. Violence against the government utilizes threats or actual violence to take something from you to give to somebody else, either with your will, against your will, whatever. And, of course, that first move is a violent move. And if you are a peace-loving libertarian, you would say, no, that violates the fundamental prime directive of not using force or violence to achieve a goal, that there should be voluntary support. But, again, maybe the answer to someone who believes in socialism is because I don't believe people would voluntarily help other people. Okay, and you look at the history of government in the 20th century or crony capitalism, and you get to the assumption that, my gosh, it's capitalism that's the problem. And, of course, we would then argue that, well, capitalism is not what it is defined to be in reality, right? And we go to free markets and have to nuance that discussion and say, you know what? In a free market, I would have the ability to engage in contract with someone that wants my services or a product that I produce without encumbrance, as long as I didn't force them into it with threats of violence, deceive them through fraudulent activity or anything like that. And that seems to be a peaceable way to go about it. But again, now I'm engaging in discussion with myself here. But I'm just trying to throw out these ideas of how you would find out why a person believes what they believe and then take it from there until they get tired of you. And they go, well,
right,
you've hurt my brain. I don't want to think about this anymore. I just like being a socialist. And then you're like, okay. Well, I've done my, that's all I get.
And you would hope when it got to that point, you've then reached a place in the debate where you can both be cool with each other and go, you know what, I've got some food for thought now. Thank you.
Yeah. Or like the issue of Roy Moore running for the Senate in Alabama. I don't know what the results are of this thing, but I've mentioned this because I grew up in the Deep South much of my life, back in the 60s and the 70s in particular, or earlier. The things that we find abhorrent now were culturally the norm at the time that Judge Moore was doing whatever he was doing. And this is not a defense of it. It's just acknowledging, Mike, like you can raise hell about the founding fathers owning slaves. Context is everything. In that day, that's what was going on. Doesn't make it right today, even then, but context is everything in argument.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
And no disagreements, or plenty of disagreements, either way, we're going to have a good time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Super Don, happening. Big Ben or Little Ben? I don't even know what to call him. He's probably Little Ben, because everybody knows Big Ben. They think football and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ben is on the board. I don't know if he has a nickname or not, other than we call him Ben. Ben on the board. And he didn't want to chime in on the agreement-disagreement scenario. He just wants to be that Switzerland of board operators, right? Totally neutral. No opinions. That's cool.
I can appreciate that.
Right. I'm goading him. It's not working. Anyway, there, I heard a laugh. I got him. Okay.
Never get me.
I never get Ben. So listen to this. Cardiovascular health. Study, I don't know, where is this out of? A report in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. They say half of people aged 40 to 54 have hardened arteries. And my first impression of reading that headline was that that number has got to be low. Because my recollection, and if anybody watching on YouTube want to comment, maybe Roseanne, you know this, I've reported this, and it's been so long since I've been back reading those studies about how when the Korean police action, the Vietnam police action, the wrongly called wars, the 18, 19-year-olds came back in body bags. And when they did autopsies on these young boys who died in the field of battle, they found inordinately high percentages of them had advanced stage cardiovascular disease, a.k.a. hardening of the arteries. And these were kids. These were 18, 19-year-old kids. And I remember it being over 50% at that age, maybe higher. And I'm thinking, what have we done to improve that? If in your 40s and 50s now, you're only at just over half, right? That's it. That's a question. It's an intriguing question I have. And if we go back and find those stats, you know, maybe I read them wrong all those years ago, or maybe stress is lower. I just don't follow. Now, the thing about this article, it's so typical of these articles about hardening of the arteries. They focus only on cholesterol And to the argument of good and bad, of course, they call LDL bad. LDL bad, right? HDL good. Now, we can make arguments why we would want to elevate HDL for the benefits that we know of. But who's to say that having too low of an LDL wouldn't be bad, too? Right? Where is that balance? Where is it in creation that God said, you know, let there be good cholesterol, let there be bad cholesterol? I think that's nonsense. And I think the reality goes deeper than that, and it goes to the heart of, no pun intended, inflammation. What might be causing inflammation within the vascular system that necessitates a patching and repairing, an ongoing patching and repairing of the smooth walls that were formerly smooth of the vascular system? What, pray tell, would cause the problems of inflammation necessitating cholesterol to come in to be part of that repair process to rebuild healthy tissue? Well, I've talked about metabolic waste like uric acid over the years, which used to be in a simpler time, fairly easy to navigate and help you get out of the body because the liver is designed to excrete, bind and excrete it. That's like if you eat excess animal proteins for your body's actual metabolic needs. And the waste, the excess waste, is it puts a strain or a stress on your excretory system, your liver and your kidneys. And that can create in a skeletally inclined person gout and arthritis, but in a vascularly inclined person, a cardiovascular inflammation that goes undetected for years until you die of something else or a heart attack. And they go, oh, look at those arteries. Or in the case of Vietnam, you died of a gunshot wound and they open you up and like, look, this person would have come back and died 10 years from a heart attack. What other things cause it? Yesterday on Advanced Medicine here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Dr. Batar and I discussed mercury. Mercury's relationship to cardiovascular disease. Not often thought of as a culprit, although the homeopaths knew it. There's nothing you can't do wrong in the body when you have mercury in it. Excess mercury, which it doesn't take a lot to get to excess. We've talked about lead, the benefit of intravenous chelation, how they identified the side benefit of removing the lead through chelation, which was the synthetic amino acids injected, and the apparent clearing of the arteries. So heavy metals do play a significant role. We talk about calcification within the arteries as well. Why is there all this excess calcium in the system? Is it a compensatory action, or are we literally eating too much of the wrong form of calcium in a supplemental form, for instance? So these are a lot of the issues I ask, and they focus only, once again, on lowering LDL cholesterol. No discussion in this particular article about the fact that you're dealing with chronic inflammation throughout decades of life. That it didn't happen overnight. Yes, they may be identifying it over 50% of people age 40 to 54, but that didn't happen. Age 40, boom, suddenly it happens. You've got a slow, insidious development. So what do? We increase, if you want to increase HDL, there's good reasons for that. The chromium, the GTF chromium can do that. Increase omega-3 essential fatty acids, reduce inflammation by reducing the inflow of that which causes inflammation. By stressing the liver, and it can't detoxify. That means we're talking selenium deficiencies as well. And for vascular integrity and elasticity, the mineral, what is it called? Silica! All right, we'll be back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's C-L-E-A-R 55 to 350350.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
The discussions we're having on the break. Those of you watching on YouTube, I'm glad you're here. Tell your friends. Those of you listening on radio, we're glad you're here too. But you can always go back and watch the limited video that we run during the show of me going kind of bonkers on the air doing silly things. And it's 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCN, GCNlive.com. Later on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio. And, of course, now on YouTube as well. Super D is here. And did you – this is a weird question, Super Don. We didn't plan for this. But when you were a kid, did you think about living to 100 or beyond? Was that in your mind, living long life? Or is that just like – I didn't even think about stuff like that.
Nothing stands out that I can remember. you know, when you're a kid, you just, I don't know that you even really think about that stuff because you're young and, you know, the idea of even turning 18, it's just like, wow, that's so far away, you know?
Right.
And now you look back on it now and you're just like, man, it's even farther away now.
This month, my son turns 18. That's just crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, interesting articles today on longevity issues. People say they want to live longer in good health, right? Is that like being picky? Oh, you want to be in good health too? Come on, that's unreasonable, right? That idea that if you live long enough, you're going to die of a disease. We've kind of accepted that in the West because we don't know what a natural death is. We really don't. We work hard, then it's a cardiovascular, you know, heart attack. Or, you know, the degradation diseases that we witness so much, whether it be cancer or neurodegradations, and that's become the expected norm. Unfortunately, we have to go to what are called primitive cultures, perhaps, that may not even exist anymore. I think about the high Andes. I think in South America they had certain people that lived there regularly into their hundreds, and they were working the land until, you know, two or three days before they died. They're like, I've had a long life. It's been good. I'm going to go rest in my hut. And in the 2 or 3 days, they pass away. And there was no disease. There was no pain, degeneration, decay. You know, it wasn't a process of, I'm living to die, and I'm just watching myself to go decrepit. I think we've adopted that in the West, unbeknownst, because the disavowing of the recognition of the, I'm now being redundant and repetitive here, of all the toxic poisons we put into our bodies and the lack of the things that counteract that. We talk about antioxidants, reducing inflammation over time. People say they want to live longer, but healthier. Now, Dr. Frank King used to talk about the health span, didn't he, Super D? Health span versus lifespan. And that doesn't mean you have to live healthy for a short time and then die fast, right? It's not a Billy Joel song, only the good die young. It's about how do we increase health span, which we would include lifespan, if you want to be here for a prolonged period of time. I know not everybody does. And if you're in enough pain, there can be reasons why, my gosh, I can't conceive of living 100 years in abject pain and misery, right? This is a difficult thing, unless you've been in that pain, to understand why a person would say, you know what, I really don't want to be here 100 years, right? As opposed to, yeah, it would be awesome to be here that or longer. But I think about the purpose-driven life, the mission-driven life, and I think there's a secondary article here that talks about the secret to longevity. You want to live up to 100 years, maybe beyond. It's funny, because the headline says, you just got to be stubborn enough to stick around a long time. So stubbornness is the key to longevity, Super Don. How are you doing on that front?
I should live to about 500, probably.
That's how stubborn you are, huh?
Well, it is a great article, though, in the study that they did, or people from Italy, a town in Italy. And indeed, according to what it is they found there, stubbornness was very important. And I don't know whether, you know, when you say stubborn, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be jerks.
No, but I don't think it means that. Yeah. But I wondered, because you don't want all the really stubborn buttheads to be out, you know, like that's not fair, right? That's not right. But yeah, I think they're talking about, other than a healthy diet, regular exercise, keeping busy, and a headstrong notion about what one believes. Those are also contributing factors. That's interesting. A headstrong notion about what one believes. Because that's interesting, because we opened up talking about bias and the inability or unwillingness to engage in people who may disagree with you, and how that could be helpful for you to overcome your bias. But perhaps when you figure out something that works and it really works, then being stubborn about that is not a bad thing. Huh? What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, you know, I think there's something to be said about that. You know, somebody who, you know, believes what they believe, it doesn't mean that they're closed-minded, but it just means that they have figured out at some point what it is that is right for them and works for them, and then they live their life accordingly. And just, you know, as long as it's not something that is bad. Yeah, of course, now we're getting into the what is good and bad
thing
again.
What is good and bad, right?
Round and round we go. But, you know, I think what it comes down to is if somebody is content, they're happy, they're happy with themselves and being in their own skin. Mm-hmm. I think that gives a level of satisfaction in someone's life that is going to eliminate, you know, maybe some of the stress and the depression and things that can have a negative effect on your health.
Well, with the satisfaction question, it doesn't answer the question of Mick Jagger. That's still a mystery to me. But maybe, well, maybe.
And he's
maybe.
Still alive, though, and I don't know how.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Maybe he's found, you know, his mission and passion and purpose, and he's enjoying himself enough that he's sticking around. They talk about high self-confidence and decision-making skills found, you know, in the very old group. There's a lot of confidence there. Lead author Anna Skelzo says, believes that the group's love of their land is a common theme on those that are super elderly and gives them a purpose in life. Again, purpose, interesting. I agree with that. Most of them are still working in their homes and on the land. And they think, then they think this, she says, this is my life and I'm not going to give it up. So they're really connected to this life. And of course, there are times where you say, well, what's next? What's left? You're lost. Is there anything more to do? And of course, that can be a position where you're like, you know what? I don't think I want to be here all that long because I don't know why I'm here to begin with, which is why I've often talked about finding your purpose, your reason for being. You know, like Steve Martin in The Jerk. I don't remember what his one purpose for being was. Do you remember that?
I don't, no.
No, I have a vague reference like it was in a trailer with somebody at a circus, but that's never mind. That's not what I'm talking about. Unless that is what it is for you.
Gotta give the carnies, you know.
Right. Other properties of longevity. Domineering. Being domineering, stubborn, and needing a sense of control. They prove that such traits promote their well-being as they are less concerned, here's the key, less concerned about what other people think.
Ah, yeah.
There
you go.
How old were you before you got to that point, Super Don, where you said, you know what, I'm done with, I don't care what you think of me. This is who I am, right?
Honestly, I grew up just a few years ago. and, yeah, I just, for whatever reason, and it's funny because I talk about it from time to time, it's almost something that I'm proud of, is that I just don't care. It just doesn't matter. Somebody likes me. They don't. I mean, I prefer that they like me. Mm-hmm. But if they don't, that's okay. Life goes on. I have nothing to prove. I just, you know, I'm more focused on you know, myself and the people around me and what, in my opinion, matters. So when you let go, I think, of being concerned about what other people think about you,
yes,
then suddenly you're happy.
Life becomes, oh my gosh, so much better, right? And of course, people that really care about what other people think about them may be annoyed by people like us that don't care so much what people think about them. I mean, it's not to say you're completely disconnected. I mean, if people, you know, everybody thinks, oh man, his reputation is horrible, you might be uncomfortable about that if it's consistent. But if the one person disagrees with us, right? Because it happens. We'll eventually, you know, some people will come onto the YouTube channel. They'll put nasty comments in there occasionally. It happens. That's okay. I'm not too worried about it. As long as they're not threatening violence, then it steps into another realm. Now, I have a strong belief about the continuity of life. That there was life before life, there's life after life. In other words, what we see here is just one aspect of life as we inhabit this physical body. Now, I try not to take it for granted. In fact, I appreciate it so very much that, you know, I try to protect it and defend life. You know, you talk about a culture of life. Appreciating that you've been given this opportunity, whatever you perceive it might be, that we shouldn't discard it so callously. But then again, at the end of this physical life, you know, we've all lost loved ones, family members, friends, some recently we've talked about. I do not have any concern for them that there is a continuity. I mean, we miss them and it's a loss for us in terms of physical interactivity, but I still, you know, some people are afraid that if you believe there's life after life or even multiple lifetimes in physical bodies that are different from the one you have now, that somehow you will be less appreciative of life. And I think that might be some of the argument to say, no, there's only one life. That's all you get. And I get it. If that's what you need in order to value this life, then more power to you. But my appreciation of the gift of one life or multiple lifetimes is, I think, equivalent. I'm so grateful for this and the opportunity I've been given that I want to do as good as I can. I'm saying I realize I can't always live up. I don't always live up to what I'd like it to be, like I'd like it to like to do and things like that. But, you know, you kind of make peace with that human side of ourselves, that we can sometimes ask so much of ourselves that we can become miserable in our attempts to to find out what we're here and our mission is, and we identify it and we say, well, we're not accomplishing it fast enough. And there comes another thing with age, that you become a little philosophical about the pace of life. Patience. If you don't learn it by old age, you're probably already dead.
Okay.
I'm thinking.
That's an interesting way to look at it. Absolutely.
Right? Because it's sort of like at that time, also, you know, you can look at an old person and say, well, they've lost patience. No, I think they've just lost tolerance for things that they don't even want to mess with anymore. And I can respect that. It's like, you've been on this planet 70, 80, 90 years. You don't have to put up with me if you don't want to. Honestly, I'm not going to complain. You've been around long enough where you get to choose, right? You get a little more selective in your old age, perhaps. But again, I'd like to think I'll be loving and accommodating. But then again, I acknowledge in my healing role that people come to seek me out and ask me questions. If I detect insincerity, that they're not really going to take what I say to heart. I know they don't have to apply it if they disagree with it, but if I can tell they're really not asking for an empowering solution, they just want me to tell them something to do so they don't have to do something, then, yeah, I'm going to move on. I'm going to go, you find a doctor that'll help you, because that's just not what I'm going to do. Anyway, I love being here. I hope you do too. And if you haven't figured out why you're here, just ask with sincerity in your prayer sessions, in your meditative contemplative sessions, your yogi sessions. And if you don't know, just do something nice for someone else and keep doing something nice for other people. And eventually you'll stumble on to that's what you're here to do, right? Whatever that is. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. And we are going to defend the men who have got the flu, because we pretty much bashed and trashed them the other day. Maybe they're right about the man flu. Stick around. We're going to find out after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
When you've got a cold in your nose, and you start to sniffle and blow, don't let your sneeze get away from you. Keep it to yourself, it's easy to do.
Hi, sneeze into Elmo's nose. I don't know. What about the man flu? We talked about the man cold and how...
Yes.
Right? And there was like a woman that made a funny video that went viral, how... You know, her man's like, can't get out. She's doing housework. She's cleaning. She's doing all this stuff. And I'm like, lady, if you really are sick, don't be doing all that stuff. You need to rest because your immune system is taking all that energy, or should be, to help you overcome whatever's that challenge going on. So I don't know if I was sympathetic to the woman in that case. And I have memories of being ill is a long time ago. It doesn't happen all that often. But
I know, but to, I mean, at least to her defense, if you've got a house full of kids and you don't have a housekeeper or a nanny or something like that, you know, somebody has to do it, right?
No, you just throw the Cheerios on the floor. The kids find it. They pick it up and eat it.
The kids just feed themselves. Yes, they're eating glue and stuff.
You deal with the cockroaches later with the orange TKO. It'll all be good. No, the women are going, no. All right, I get it. Listen, when we're down men, we're down for the count. Why? There may be an argument as to why that is in men over women. So this is really going to challenge those that are, you know, so-called gender-neutral people, that men and women really are different. Really? Well, as soul, I would say no, but you inhabit a body that is a female body, a male body. Could we argue there are differences, endocrine differences within each man? Yes, of course. All right. Put that aside for a moment. Headline says, man flu may be real. There's a study that says so. What do you think? New research suggests a difference in the immune systems between men and women as the reason men claim to get sicker. Now, once again, Super D, are you going to leave me hanging here to say I'm the only guy that admits that, you know, I remember times where I was knocked out where I'm like, no, I'm not, I can't get up. I can't get out of bed. Bring me soup.
Well,
I wasn't going to complain about the noodles, but bring me some chicken soup.
See, this is a tough one. And I mean, I think we're at a disadvantage because we are men and this is about men. So, I mean, you know, we'd have to get the female perspective on this. But
Yes.
You know, with that said, yes, of course, everybody has the potential to get sick to the point that it's really bad and they're in bed. The question is, do men become dramatic? And you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, oh my God, I can't do anything because I have a sniffle or something like that. Personally, I'm lucky. I have a good immune system. So I very rarely get sick. And if I do, it's just kind of a blip on the radar. But have I been sick to the point where I've had to lay in bed and be catered to?
Yes.
On a couple of occasions, yes.
Okay, all right.
But not because I'm congested, you know?
Not because you're congested. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the research published in the BMJ, the British Medical Journal, analyzed relevant studies related to respiratory diseases, common cold, intensive care, the flu, and viral infections. Symptoms between men and women were compared in each study. From the research, they concluded there was indeed a gender immunity gap. Okay? Don't be mad at me. I'm just reporting this. They found that men's immune system may be naturally weaker, they say, than a woman's. And with some illnesses, especially respiratory diseases, men are more susceptible to complications than women. And their argument is hormonal. It's hormonal because they say testosterone suppresses immune function, whereas estradiol is immunoprotective. Now, for those of you really into the endocrine system, let me know what you think about that as the argument. I think, I guess if there is an excess imbalance in any direction, endocrine-wise, hormone-wise, there could be problems that could alter immune response. I agree. But I also agree that there are times we can point to a woman who is knocked out by the same flu a man gets because, hey, doesn't mean they're weaker. It may mean that their immune system is reacting even more violently, stronger. This is important to understand because asthenic, I would call it a strong, powerful immune reaction in an acute explosion of, for instance, a viral manifestation or a bacterial infection would necessitate the immune system to borrow energy from every system and start going, let's use that immune power, let's kick the immune system into gear to overcome it. And if it's really devoting all of that energy, you don't have a lot of energy for movement. Does that make sense, Super D?
It does, although I think the women that complain about men being whiners probably are going to accuse you of mansplaining right now.
How about man sneezing? Achoo! I sneeze in your general direction. Oh, no, he spread disease. Hey, you know what? If your immune system's strong, you can take it. And you can also take some silver and spray it in, too. We'll be back with more powerful healing, a defense of homeopathy, and discussions of the microbiome continuing, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.